What do you say to those folks about the economy and what's going on?
Well, I say we have the best economy in the world. We've got to make it better. We really do have the best economy in the world.
President Biden touted the strength of the U.S. economy this morning, but buying a home is getting more and more out of reach for Americans.
The average home buyer needs to make over $110,000 to afford the average home. A new Bankrate study showing that the required salary to make that purchase has jumped 46% in just 4 years. Home buyers only needed to make $76,000 back in 2020. And the issue, widespread. You now need a six-figure salary to buy the average home in 23 states, including the District of Columbia. 4 years ago, that number was just six. Mortgage rates, of course, have played a small role in the bump, but home prices have, by and large, kept pace with the needed salary to buy them. The average home up 42%, sitting at $412,000.
Let me stop it real quick. This is the same America, the same economy that Joe Biden and Karine Jean-Pierre would be happy to go behind the podium and said the economy is doing great. Even Janet Yellen, she'll come out there and say, yes, the economy is doing really great. Everything is working as designed. This is what they're calling working as designed, to make it unaffordable for the American people to purchase a home today. They're doing this because they want to separate it. They want to separate it from who can and who cannot. Just like the Hunger Games. If you can't, you live in the slums, you take whatever scraps you can get. But if you can, like the liberal rich utopia that they want to live in, everything is colorful, nice and clean. They have all the amenities that you can think of. But for the rest of us, we're just SOL.
Yeah.
This is happening now because of Bidenomics.
And that's exactly a clear picture, Will, of what it was like under Trump,
yes,
January 2020. And then now under Biden, what he has done to our economy. Does that look like we're better off? No, it doesn't. Does that look like people in the middle are able to have more purchasing power? No, it doesn't. These are things that he brags about when clearly that is proof that it's not true.
And then they even talked about apartments. The apartments, yeah. I think it said they used to be like $1,300 a month for some places, average what they did it. And now it's $1,900 a month for renting an apartment under Biden's regime.
Yeah, and they're charging, and that's just the base now, because for apartments now you have to pay for everything. You have to pay for parking, you have to pay for amenities, so all those things get tacked on to that $1,900 before you know it.
You have to pay for the internet and the shared internet.
Yeah, and that, so before you know it, you're paying, instead of $1,700, you're paying $2,300. It's ridiculous what's happening to our economy. No wonder why the young people are so, you know, depressed. I'd be looking at this economy too and going, when can I move out of my parents' house? Am I going to be able to buy a house? When, you know, look at the job market. I know they're saying people are getting paid more. Unless you work at a fast food restaurant in California, which are now making $20 an hour. But because of that, people are getting fired. In California.
Yeah, they're losing their jobs.
Because they can't pay everybody $20 an hour.
The company is saying, I can't afford to keep you here any longer. So what's happening is that they're firing people in California, and then they're raising the prices for the goods and service. So people are not going to be able to purchase it because they don't have jobs. You see, this is a vicious cycle. But this is exactly what the Democrats have been aiming for. This is what they want, partially to destroy the economy. Listen to some of this. This is about President Trump with the gag order. They're trying to put a gag order on President Trump because they don't want President Trump talking. And for those of you who haven't heard about this story, because I'm just kind of like catching up on it. There's been so much to talk about, right? This is about the judge and his daughter, right, Shannon? Is this the one here?
Yeah.
With the judge and the daughter. The daughter works for a Democrat organization that benefits by having President Trump not go back into the White
this
House.
This is where they're bragging.
So it's special gains and everything, but they don't talk about that.
Yeah, this is where they're bragging about Trump being gagged.
Yeah, they just love the fact that Trump is being
gagged.
Which
is totally unconstitutional.
It is unconstitutional. Here it is again. You have the radical left acting like the Nazis, what they claim for us to be. They're the ones acting like it's perfectly fine to silence somebody. Listen to some of this.
This is former federal prosecutor and my buddy Glenn Kirshner. So, Glenn, let me start with you. The DA has just come back with this ruling moments ago. Tell us, I know he's been, folks, he's been scouring over the paper here. Tell us what you find in this. What should we need to know about what the judge has done?
So, Michael, I would say predictably, Judge Juan Merchan expanded the gag order to include family members of the judge, of the court staff, of the prosecutor's office. That's wonderful.
See, they're extending this to President Trump's family members, but the judge won't extend it to his family members. Make that make sense, right? Make that make sense. So his family members, his daughter, can do all of this tyrannical stuff for personal gain, and it's personal gain with him. It might as well be Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. It's still personal gain. She's taking advantage that her daddy, the judge, is doing this to President Trump when President Trump is exposing what the daughter's been doing.
Donald Trump is laboring under, you know, a hat trick of shut up because there are three gag orders that have been in place over time. Judge Chutkan in the D.C. federal prosecution, Judge Engoron in the New York civil fraud trial, and now Judge Merchan in the New York, I don't call it a hush money case. Mm-hmm. It's the 2016 election interference case that includes hush money payments that were then covered up with false business records.
Really? What were these false business records? I'm so sick of that. And these people come across and try to act like they're so intelligent. The whole thing, what they're calling false business records, is that President Trump made a deal. He's going to sell a car. This is an example of it. You're going to sell a car to Will Johnson, but you want $5,000 for the car. That's what you're asking for. So I take the car. I look at the Kelley Blue Book. I take it to a mechanic, and the mechanic says, yeah, based on the Kelley Blue Book, the Kelley Blue Book says it's worth $3,200, but they've actually put these and this into the vehicle. You could probably get it for $4,200. But you're asking, but he's talking about business deal, fraudulent business deals. So what it comes down to, is that you have to negotiate with me at that point. I got it assessed. He's talking about bad business deals. He's talking about bad business deals that President Trump is doing, allegedly.
Has it done any good? Has it helped? You just said a minute ago, Donald Trump is putting his trial on trials. He's putting the criminal justice system to the test. And I think the system is failing. And the reason I say that is because you just read in part the first sentence from the motion that was filed by District Attorney Bragg. And it reads, defendant's dangerous, violent, and reprehensible rhetoric fundamentally threatens the integrity of these proceedings and is intended to intimidate witnesses and trial participants alike, including this court. To this old prosecutor, the only sentence that makes sense coming after that assertion is, therefore, the people are moving for pretrial detention. I'm not saying, listen, we have four criminal cases across four jurisdictions. There are different rules in every jurisdiction. But the fact that no judge and no prosecutor has stepped up to actually put a stop to Trump's dangerous rhetoric is a real problem.
And Mary,
what dangerous rhetoric has President Trump been saying?
I mean, they're trying to hush him because they don't want him to get the truth out of what's happening.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
See, this is where I always have a problem with these people. They never tell anybody what the dangerous rhetoric is. What does President Trump say that has been dangerous, hurtful?
He called the judge's daughter nasty.
That's freedom of speech. Freedom of speech means
you get
to say something that somebody doesn't like.
That's exactly what's happening.
That's what freedom of speech means.
Yeah.
You right now you're watching right now. You can say stuff about Will Johnson that I don't like. And guess what? I will support you in saying it. You may be looking at me right now and say, well, Will Johnson does this. He does this. He has this flaw. He has that flaw. And you can say it all day long, and I will support you in saying it because that's your freedom.
Well, you know, just like in the court with Letitia James, literally the judge said that Trump's attorney couldn't. She had a gag order in the courtroom. She couldn't even provide a defense for her client.
No, not at all.
It was ridiculous. They want everybody to shut up because they don't want to be challenged. They want to have the truth out there. They want to be the ones that are the arbiters of truth, and they're going to, which is not really, right? They're not.
They're telling a lie about Trump.
But they want to win that voter's opinion against Trump. They want to influence it.
So when we come back from this break, I want to show you what Alan Dershowitz says about this judge and the daughter. You're not going to want to miss this. This is pretty powerful. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.